like a lot of people, I probably began paying very close attention to the way words were put together on a page right after I began being able to read in grade school. But it really wasn't until high school that I began to pay attention to poetry. I had met a local woman by the name of Mildred Hicks, who had written a couple of novels when I was in grade school, and she was by this time living in a rest home. And she told me one day, "Kevin, someday you will write a book." So I initially thought it was going to be short stories or a novel or something like that. In high school, there was a program called Writers in the Schools, where students from the University of Montana in creative writing would come to rural high schools in Montana and teach kids how to write poetry, you know, give them little assignments, so on and so forth, for a couple of weeks in the springtime. One particular Writers in the Schools person was David Romvet, who came to my school, and he pushed me pretty hard, and I actually wrote a very good poem when I was a junior, and it was called "Brush Pile as Rain Hits the Ash." And from then on, I gave up writing really bad short stories and began writing bad poems, which eventually turned into good poems, I think.